In the last session, we looked at finding the right tools for developing your leadership skills. And in this session, we're going to talk about what to do to intentionally develop your leadership skills. What can I do to intentionally develop my leadership skills? There are several tools and tips for developing your own leadership skills. And while this is not a challenge that you're going to solve overnight, you can make great progress quickly if you'll follow these simple tips. Fast action step number one is invest in you. The truth is, you can't give away something you don't first possess. You know the importance of investing in your development, and it's why you're here. Yet you spend so much time pouring into other people that it's tough to take time to invest in you. We're all so busy, so distracted, so overwhelmed with busyness that investing time to strengthen our leadership capability often takes a back seat. Maybe you're thinking, after investing thousands of dollars in your own leadership development and seeing little or no progress, why bother investing any more time and energy? I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with all the information or the resources or the knowledge that I've accumulated. Or maybe your biggest challenge is quantifying in a measurable way the impact that these investments are making in your life or your work or in your organization. Because you want to invest in a program in which the results would be sustainable and can be put into practice right away. Then when you do invest in leadership development or team development for your team members, there are so many companies out there right now looking for good people. Your team members are often jump ship to another company when a carrot is dangled in front of them. So even when you build a strong team-centered environment, at times it's still not enough. To help us with this, let's look back at a couple of tools. The first tool I want us to look at for a second is the intentional or accidental tool. Every single one of us should be asking the question in nearly every area of our life, work, and leadership, am I being intentional or am I being accidental? This doesn't mean that we need to overthink or try to be a perfectionist at everything. It simply means that we need to make sure that things are not happening by accident, but that there's an intention or a passion to our life, work, and leadership. For all the reasons we just listed, being intentional starts with self, developing your own leadership skills, and it won't happen by accident. You will have to intentionally invest in yourself. When it feels like you're wasting all kinds of time and resources investing thousands of dollars in leadership development and seeing little or no progress, you will have to intentionally continue to invest in your development. When you're struggling to quantify in a measurable way the impact that these investments are making, you'll need to be very intentional about continuing to move forward. And especially when you've poured hundreds of hours into developing people and then seemingly without notice, they jump ship to another company, you're going to have to be very intentional about continuing to develop people. It won't happen by accident. And as you make progress with yourself, with your own leadership development, the byproduct is energy and motivation to be more intentional with family. And as you're more intentional with family, the byproduct is energy and motivation to be more intentional with your team, and then with your organization, and then in the community where you live, serve, and work. Then the second tool I want us to look at is the awareness tool. It's so important for us as leaders to first of all understand our natural tendencies, to be able then to evaluate the behavior patterns, which are an outgrowth of our natural tendencies. And these behavior patterns are demonstrated in our actions, which the world around us sees. The question is, how are these actions or how are our behavior patterns affecting our influence or our impact? And what are the resulting consequences? These consequences are contributing to the current reality that you or I experience in our own personal lives and our own work experience. How are the consequences impacting the reality in our relationships? How are the consequences impacting the reality in our productivity or in our energy for our work? With a little planning, you can make significant progress and growth in your leadership skills in just a short period of time. In the Simple Leadership Compass course, we provide several tools to help you overcome time and focus challenges, to invest in yourself without sacrificing your job or your home life. For more information about the Simple Leadership Compass course, you can click the link in this session. So fast action step number one is invest in you. Fast action step number two is simplify. Remember, every decision that you make either simplifies or complicates. And the majority of decisions that leaders are making are adding more complexity, more chaos, while those they lead are desperately searching for a leader to confront the chaos and the complexity. The principle of the simple effect is make a few fundamental decisions, a few foundational decisions, which confront the chaos in life and work, and then simplify thousands of future decisions. In the Simple Leadership Masterclass, we teach these foundational decisions and tools to help you work through your own leadership development and how these tools and decisions can bring dramatic improvements to your life and your work. If you'd like more information about the Simple Leadership Masterclass, you can use the link in this session to get more information. Here's the secret. The secret to focus is simplicity. Simplicity is the pathway to focus on, and for those you lead to stay focused on, exactly what you should be working on, even though you live, work, and lead in a world of distraction. If you're on information overload, stop loading in information. If you're consuming so much information that you don't have enough time to apply it, then stop. A couple of years ago, I was talking with one of my friends who runs a business, and he was talking about his plans for the new year and how his plan was to read a book a week during the new year. And I couldn't help but think about all of the things that he's going to put into his mind. And while that's a noble cause, and that's a noble thing to do, and I'm sure there's a lot of information that you're going to take on, when we're consuming that much information, it's almost impossible to apply that amount of information to our life, work, and leadership. It simply does not happen by accident. Improvement and transformation is the byproduct of applying information to our life and to our work, applying the learning to our life and to our work. So start making decisions which simplify rather than complicate your life, work, and leadership. Start running decisions through the filter of this tool. Will this decision simplify or complicate? And when you do, your decisions will improve. Your relationships will improve. You'll be more fulfilled in your work, and your productivity will improve. So invest in you and then simplify. And then let me show you another tool that'll help you develop your leadership skills. In fact, if you don't get anything else out of this fast track, this is what I want you to hear from me. This is what I want for you. We call this tool the 4 C's. And fast action tip number 3 is the 4C tool. The 4 C's are clarity, courage, commitment, and confidence. And here's what they mean. In fact, this is a great tool for you to use with your team members before you lead an important meeting, before you head off in a new direction, to communicate to them that these are the 4 C's. These are the 4 things that you want for them. The first is clarity, and clarity to accelerate results for them. So many times people are stuck on our teams, or we're stuck. And what we need is clarity in order to accelerate results. The second is the courage to act on what you know and what you're going to learn. It's really both. There are things that we already know that we need to have the courage to step up and to act on those things. And there are things that we are going to learn along the way, and the courage to act on those is important as well. So the first thing that we want is clarity to accelerate results for you. And then the second, courage for you to act on what you already know and what you're going to learn in the process. The third, and this one may be the most important, it's the commitment to stick with it long enough to get to real momentum. The commitment to stick with it long enough to get to real momentum. And then number 4, the confidence to know that you're headed in the right direction. You'll no longer have to wonder, is this a good use of my time? Am I getting the return on my investment? You'll have a system, a structure in place, which makes those determinations in advance for you, and you can move forward with more confidence than ever before. Now, in this session, we began looking at what you can do to intentionally develop your leadership skills, and we looked at 3 fast action tips: invest in you, simplify, and the 4C tool. In the next session, we're going to look at two more fast action tips to help you intentionally develop your leadership skills. Remember, you don't have to get these perfect. You just need to take the next step. So I'll see you in the next session.